Welcome to the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. If you're ready for a dose of inspiration and insight, then you've come to the right place. My name is Victoria Maskell, and I'm a psychotherapist, mindset coach, and positivity practitioner. I help women just like you to have their own Cinderella stories and transform their mindsets to make their dreams a reality. So if you're a coach, an entrepreneur, or just looking to up-level your life, then this is the podcast for you. I'm going to be talking all things money mindset, manifesting your dream life, and how to use your subconscious to achieve anything you set your mind to. I'm going to be filling these podcast episodes with stories and inspiration for you, things to make you smile, feel supported, and get ready to crush your goals and manifest your dreams. There is no such thing as a coincidence in life. So just by listening to this podcast, you are one step closer to making your dream life, business, and mindset a reality. So if you're ready for today's dose of positivity and prosperity, then let's dive in. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. Or if this is your first episode, welcome, and welcome to the podcast family. I really think that this is a little family. I so love it when people send me messages and they'll say things like, I've listened to every episode twice, or I've been listening since 2018. Thank you so much. Thank you if you are brand new. Thank you if you've listened to every single episode. Today, we're going to be talking about intuition. Now, I'm going to be talking about a post I put out on my social media, and if you want to take part in it before you listen to this episode, then hop over, so pause me in a second, I'll explain, pause me in a second, go over to either my TikTok or my Instagram, which are both at victoria.maskell, and you will see there is an intuition video on both of them. And what you will probably see is me talking, and it'll say something like, how good is your intuition, or test your intuition. Now, the spoiler video or the reveal video is also on there. So just make sure, if you want to take part, that you have a look at the test your intuition one first. So pause me now, go and do that if you want to, and then come back. Okay, you back? Right, so this episode is inspired by a little experiment that I ran on my social media, because the concept of intuition really, really fascinates me. And the scientist in me was like, okay, Victoria, it's time to do another little experiment. Hence why this intuition experiment was something that I posted on my Instagram reels, and I posted it on my TikTok. Now, I remember, I'm not going to say the year because you'll go, wow, Victoria, you are so old. I remember in my first year of university, we had to do, so I studied psychology and cognitive neuroscience. And one of the practicals that we had to do in year one was we had to do an ESP practical, so extra sensory perception. And I remember being sat at this computer with my friends, and we had to, I think we had to sit on two separate computers. One person had to look at a screen that was showing simple shapes like circle, triangle, square, etc. And they had to look at the shape, and then they had to really concentrate on it and send the message to the other person, who had to basically select one of four shapes. Now, obviously, we're being scientific. There is a 25% chance, if you've got four options, that you would pick the right option, purely by chance. Now, I remember being sat there and thinking, this is nonsense, but what if it's not? And then I remember thinking, this isn't gonna work, but what if it did? Now, I am really into, I was gonna say magical things. Like, obviously, I love manifestation, but I love the science of manifestation. But if you were gonna ask me what type of films I like, I really like things like Marvel, X-Men, Harry Potter, you know, that sort of thing. Never seen Lord of the Rings, though. I don't know if that's magical, actually, because I've never seen it. Not really into Star Wars either. Again, don't know if that counts as magical. But I really like this concept that we could have magical powers. And I think ESP, extrasensory perception, intuition, kind of taps into the part of me that's like, wouldn't it be amazing if? So it started back in the day where I'm doing this practical and my ESP score was pretty low. I think it was around, it may have been ever so slightly above, but it was around the chance level. And from memory, my friends was exactly the same. And we kind of had that chat because, you know, we're sat there as psychologists who are studying science. And we're like, no, this isn't possible. Why would this even be a thing? How could we send the message? You can't read minds. That's where I started with my views on intuition and kind of extrasensory perception. And now I feel like I've got a lot more to bring to the discussion, a lot more to bring to the table. And that is what this episode is all about. So we're going to be talking about intuition. I'm going to be talking about the results from my experiment and my interpretation of those. And then we're going to talk a little bit, I say we, I realize you can't talk back. Sorry, I'm afraid I'm going to talk. I'm going to talk about understanding what your intuition really is, what it isn't. I've got a whole episode on knowing the difference between intuition and paranoia or intuition and fear. So I'm going to touch on that a little bit, but go back and listen to that episode if you want to know even more about that. And then maybe a little idea of how you can better use your intuition, whatever that means for you. And also, again, if this is your first episode, you might not know that I am super into the science of manifestation in terms of how it works, the brain, quantum physics, but I'm also open to other ways of explaining manifestation. I would never want anyone to listen to this podcast and think, oh, well, that's the only way I can think of it. No, I think one of the amazing things about personal development and podcasts is you can interpret it in a way that makes sense for you. And if this episode just sparks some discussion or gives you some insight that helps you in your life in some way, shape or form, then I'm a very happy lady. Right, let's talk about the experiment first. So let's go back to science. So what I did was I cut up some paper and I cut it into four equal quarters. I was going to say chunks, but no, they're quarters because there's four of them. And I, in pencil, because again, I didn't want to draw in pen. I was trying to be the scientist and keep all of the factors. I was reducing extraneous variables. Okay. I drew a circle, a square, a triangle, and a flower. And I actually put an extra piece of paper on top of all of them just to make sure there was no way that you could see through the paper. I put these four squares down and I actually filmed myself turning them over because I thought I want there to be evidence that that is definitely where the triangle was. And then I posted this on my Instagram stories first of all, then I posted it as a reel and I also posted it on my TikTok. And I just said, let your intuition guide you, where is the triangle? And put a poll on my story so people could choose A, B, C, or D, and obviously kept the same A, B, C, or D for the Instagram reel and the TikTok post. Now, I gathered a lot of data from this, and what was really interesting was that one of the responses got over 55% of the answers. Does that make sense? You know what I mean? Over 55% of people then, we'll say it that way round, chose one of the answers. Now, go back to chance. Chance would say that if people had no idea, there was no such thing as intuition, there was no concept of being able to mind read or see through the paper or whatever, then chance would say people would roughly pick each option 25% of the time. So 25% of people would select A, B, C, and D. So I'm looking at the results and I'm reading people's comments, I'm replying to people's comments, and I'm seeing a pattern coming through. And that initially was on my Instagram story. So then I posted it on the reel. Now, some of the same people may have answered that, but generally speaking, my reels reach different people. And obviously TikTok is a completely different audience. And what was interesting was the same pattern happened. So one of the answers was stated as where these people thought the triangle was about 55% of the time. And it got me thinking, because, spoiler alert, it wasn't the right answer. So over 55% of people, or no, it's probably nearly 55% of people, sorry, chose B, and that was incorrect. But there was a much higher than chance effect. Now, the correct answer was C. And I think C was selected, I think when I did the stats, about 17% of the time. 17 to 21% because there was a slight variation between the platforms. So under chance, if you like. And it got me thinking, I was like, right, what does this show us about intuition? And I guess the first answer could be intuition doesn't exist. You cannot mind read, you could not see through the paper, so there was no way of telling where the triangle was. Possible. Yeah, that's one possible interpretation, but I think it's deeper than that. Now, if you see intuition tests on social media, you might have seen ones that say things like, on the back of this card is a flower. I want you to close your eyes and visualize yourself walking through a field of these flowers. These flowers are surrounding you. The sun is shining down on you. What flower is it you're seeing? And I think, whether it's intentional or not, and it doesn't matter, I think there's something called cognitive priming going on in a lot of these videos. And cognitive priming is, again, intentional or it could be unintentional. And it is basically a way of giving clues, ideas, inspirations that would guide people's answers. So I actually came across a few of these videos, did a little bit of my research first, and in particular, the one I was talking about there where you were to visualize, you were to see yourself on a summer's day or a sunny day, walking through a field and you're surrounded by these flowers. Just out of interest, if I was describing that to you, what flower would come to mind? Okay, I'm actually thinking of the flower now because I'm about to say the answer, but what flower would come to mind? Because I chose sunflower, and sunflower was the correct answer. And I was like, oh, my intuition is so strong. And maybe it is. But the cognitive priming element would be, okay, it's the sun is shining. Sunflower. Okay, your brain, remember, makes connections and links. If you're hearing the word sun, and you're thinking of flowers, sunflower comes to mind. Then the next part of the visualization was you're walking through a field of these flowers. My mind connects sunflowers to fields where I could be surrounded by these flowers because they could be really big. I wouldn't imagine myself being surrounded by daisies because daisies to me would be small. They would be part of grass. It would be much harder to see them. I wouldn't picture that from the description. Now, you may have said something like tulips because maybe you have been to Amsterdam and you have walked through fields with tulips and you've got memories and experiences around that. I think cognitive priming and the way we store memories and our expectations when there are questions like, you know, do this visualization, I think they massively come into play. Could I have just been lucky that this was a sunflower? Or could it have been that actually the person creating the video just naturally created a visualization where she was thinking about sunflowers and therefore I was picking up on her views, her expectations, her beliefs, and that's why I said sunflowers? Absolutely. Possibly. I like most things, I'm a Libra. I like to sit on the fence. But I think, with like most things, there are so many different ways to understand and interpret intuition. For some people, this is going to be super spiritual. And we will talk about some other kind of elements in a minute. For other people, it could be cognitive priming, because that's something that we can talk about in psychology. It's something specific. It's a theory. We can go, yes, that's scientific, so it makes sense. And maybe there is an explanation of intuition that says, we just don't know what it is yet. I will say that I truly believe we are more connected than we on a day-to-day basis realize or expect. And I think this comes into play with the responses in this intuition test. Now, I don't know if this person listens to my podcast. They will have to let me know if they do, because I'm about to reference them and the Instagram message they sent me, so they'll know it's them. Loads of people said B, And I checked back on the footage. I checked back on the pictures. I was like, can you see it through the paper? No, you definitely can't. Then I was thinking, have I written the letter B ever so slightly bigger? No, haven't done that. I couldn't see anything. And then this person sent me a message being like, no, it had to be B. Look, I thought I could see a triangle through it. Now, what they were talking about was where I took the picture, there was an ever so slight shadow that was cast by my computer screen. Now, I didn't notice it at first, but possibly, maybe, you know, that could have been what was going on. Maybe so many people said B because their subconscious mind was picking up on the shadow, and because the angle the shadow was at, that could have been the line of a triangle, which was telling them, yes, that's where the triangle is. Absolutely, that could be possible. Now, is that intuition? I think that could be a form of intuition. Obviously, it wasn't correct because on the other side there wasn't a triangle, but their mind was thinking of a triangle and their subconscious was saying, I can see a shadow there. That looks like a diagonal line. That is how we draw a triangle. That's the right answer, and could be guiding you in that direction. Now, what does this mean kind of bigger picture? Well, our subconscious is always guiding us. When we set manifestation goals, when we have ideas of what we want to see, feel, create, our subconscious is going to pick up on things that fit with that. And this is really, really helpful because then it guides us and it helps us take actions towards the things we want to manifest. But it's another reminder that you have to be focused. So in this example, people were focused on where's the triangle? When we want to manifest, we need to be focused on what we want our life to look like, what we want our business to look like, what we want money to look like, or our relation to look like, so that we are programming our subconscious, we're programming our reticular activating system to show us things that fit that. Because remember, this is how we create our reality. So could there be a collective effect of picking up on other people's guesses? Absolutely. Now, it could be that people scrolled and looked for other people's guesses, saw that a large percentage of people put B and thought, right, it must be B then. Or maybe when they were looking at the video, now this actually wouldn't be the case on the Instagram. Actually, no, you wouldn't be able to do this. So the way it was set up on Instagram stories, reels, and TikTok, you wouldn't be able to watch the video and see the comments without clicking on the comments to see other people's answers. However, there is a theory in psychology called It went out of my head for a second. Don't worry, I pulled it back. Theory in psychology called informational social influence. And it's basically a conformity effect. And what that means is when there is a really difficult task, when you are asked a question, for example, where is the triangle? And you're looking and you're thinking, there's four blank pieces of paper. I have no idea. Informational social influence says that when there is a really difficult question or a difficult task, we look to others for knowledge and information because we presume they know something that we don't. Now, if you were to look at the comments, quite a few people were like, I really feel like it's B. Or there might have been a comment, again, this is more on the reels than the Instagram stories because you couldn't see any comments, but people are like, my intuition is guiding me too. I think it is. I have a really strong feeling that it could be. Now, informational social influence, or ISI, says that what would happen in this instance is we would pick answers that are similar to those or similar to other people because we want to be right. And we presume that other people know something we don't. Now, psychology kind of would say particularly this effect takes place if there is someone who appears to be of high status or have specific knowledge. So I think in this case, it could be something as simple as the phrasing of the comment. Oh, I really think it is. Or I'm certain it's, or my intuition tells me it's. Something like that could then allow people to go, well, they know something I don't. Yeah, I will go with B. That could be one explanation. But there is also this idea that actually we could be picking up on the energy of other people. Now, the way I think of this is I remind myself that everything is energy. The glass mug that I am currently drinking out of is made of energy, even though, bit of ASMR, even though it sounds solid, it is actually made of energy. The table in front of me, energy. The microphone that I'm talking into, energy. And I've just seen some really horrible peaks on the recording of that, so I hope that wasn't a really horrible tapping noise. But everything is energy, which means people are energy. You definitely get vibes from people. You pick up on that. So why would this be any different? Why couldn't it be that either you could pick up on the energy of me as I'm creating the video and asking the question and be like, Victoria knows it's C, right, it's C. Or pick up on the energy of other people who are choosing B, and that's why you were guided towards that. There could be so many different answers to this, and I think it's probably a combination of all of it. There could be an effect that maybe your subconscious picked up on the slight shadow, thought that was a triangle, and that's why you felt drawn to B. Add to the fact with some informational social influence, you're then thinking, well, loads of other people have chosen B. Yeah, I'm really convinced that's right now. There could be picking up on the energy of other people. So maybe you didn't see the triangle, maybe you haven't looked at the comments, but you know that other people who viewed the video think it's B, and there's a way of you being part of that energy, understanding that energy, feeling that energy, even though the energy wasn't correct. It was a collective feeling and a collective energy. And also, does it really matter? Like, does it matter that it wasn't correct because the triangle was under C and not under B? Actually, is there something that we can take from this? And I think the answer is yes. So to me, intuition is the way we pick up on things in our environment, things that we're already feeling, and it's a way of us having some form of guidance. Now, as I said at the start, I've got a whole other episode on the difference between fear and intuition, because I think it's fair to say that most of us have noticed, and I was actually sending a Voxer message to one of my clients the other day, and we were talking about the sneaky voice. You know when you have some really good news and you're like, wow, that's amazing. And then the sneaky voice says, nah, well, you were just lucky. Or, nah, but you won't be able to do that again. Or, yeah, but what if they find out you're an imposter? Or something like that. The sneaky voice is the negative intuition. And actually, I don't think it's intuition at all. I think it is potentially a protective mechanism, potentially the part of us that doesn't believe in ourselves, the self-doubt part. Maybe you've got learning and experiences around people telling you you're not good enough. So it's just that part of you playing out. I think if we want to talk about what intuition actually is, I think it is a really calm inner knowing. And when I say inner knowing, I mean the highest self part of us, the most positive part of us, the part that isn't swayed by doubt or isn't swayed by imposter syndrome or isn't swayed by negativity. It's the part of you that knows it's all working out, the part of you that knows that it's safe to set amazing goals, the part of you that believes that your manifestations are coming true, they are happening, all of the positive things you're calling into your life are coming towards you. And it's a really relaxed feeling. It's not frantic, it's just a kind of a knowing. So if you were following your intuition, if you were constantly in the state of your intuition, it would be okay if the things that you'd asked for or wanted didn't show up instantly. Because the intuition part of you knows that, well, number one, if something doesn't work out, it's not the end of the world. It also knows that maybe there's a timeline that you're not on at that point. You would like it to show up in the next 2 seconds, and it's going to show up in 2 years, and that's going to make you initially feel like it's not showing up. But the intuitive part of you knows that it is coming and know that it is working it out and it is all going to be okay. If you're thinking about the part of you that is your intuition, it's very future-focused in a developing, kind of growth-orientated way. It It feels expansive. It feels trustworthy. It feels safe. It feels open. It feels like magic. Like I said at the start, I really like that idea that maybe we could have superpowers. You know, the bit in Matilda where she's staring at the pencil and then the pencil moves. I remember reading and then later on, like, watching that and being like, oh, wow, can you imagine? Can you imagine if you focused your mind on something and then the pencil moved? Now, to this date, I haven't been able to make that happen, which is very sad for me. You know, the 7-year-old in me is very disappointed in that. But I think it has still left me with that idea that we are magic, that we create magic every day. When you get those wonderful synchronicities in your life, it's magic. When you work towards a goal and it materializes, it's magic. You might have heard did I put it on my Instagram or my TikTok? Possibly both. If you're not already following me on TikTok, come and give me a follow. I actually really like the TikTok platform at the moment. I'm also a little bit obsessed with TikTok Shop, and I do share some of the things I've bought on there. I would only share things on there that I actually genuinely like, because there's nothing more disappointing than watching someone's video, buying it, and then being like, oh. And obviously everyone has different opinions on things, but if you like makeup, if you like clothes, if you like home stuff, definitely come and follow me on TikTok, because if I find something that's good, I'm gonna share it so that you know whether it's worth getting. Sidetracked, and back we come. I was talking about TikTok, but what was I saying about TikTok? Oh yes, I was saying that I'd created a video because I'd been doing some money manifestation stuff, and you always hear me say, think of all the different ways money could show up. Think of how unexpected money could show up in your life. You could just manifest a check in the post. And guess what I did? Yep, manifested a check in the post. Some post was like stuck half through my letterbox, you know, when it doesn't like fall through. And I was on the way out and I was like, oh, okay, I'll just grab that. Quickly opened it and I was like, what? Oh my goodness, a check for nearly £200? No way. And then I just started laughing because I was like, yeah, it really does happen when you're not expecting it. There's no way that I thought I was just randomly going to get that in the post. And I was like, oh, I'd love that. Thank you very much. So it honestly does happen. But it's the moments like that when you do feel a little bit magical, when you just think, wow, I created that positive thing in my life. I took actions towards that being a possibility. And I don't think you need me to say that it definitely takes action. There is inspired action. There's aligned action. Manifesting and using your intuition isn't just so that you close your eyes, write it down. You're like, oh, lovely. There's action involved. But it's from, if you're kind of following your intuition, it's from this place of, where am I being guided to? What matters to me? What does my heart and soul crave for me to create in my life? Whereas when it's coming from fear, there's often a feeling of panic, of doubt. I find that often my intuition is guiding me towards something, and when it's fear or paranoia, it's more away from things, because it's like, don't do that because, or don't try that because, or what if you fail, or what if it doesn't work out? I'm thinking of things like my book. I can picture the time, I have a flashbulb memory of when I was walking along, speaking to my dad on the phone, saying, dad, 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 I've got this idea, I've just had this inspiration, I'm going to write a book and it's going to be about this, can you help me edit it, can you help me do this, I don't know where to start, blah, blah, blah. And I was full of like inspiration and excitement. And you know, flash forward, I did write the book and you can get a copy of it. There's actually going to be a Black Friday sale. I wasn't going to talk about it in this episode, but the book is all about the science of getting rich. So there is going to be a Black Friday sale. I will make sure to leave the notes in the show notes of it so you can get yourself an offer on my book. But after saying all of that, and I'd committed at this point because my dad was like, yep, okay, let's get the ball rolling, that's when the fear came in. I was like, what if I can't write a book? What if I physically cannot do this? What if I can't sit down and commit to all of these different chapters? What if it's nonsense? What if no one wants to read it? What if my mum and dad read it? They're my first port of call. They're my editors. And they go, I'm really sorry, but I just don't think this is publishable. That was the fear. That's not intuition. That wasn't guiding me somewhere positive. That was potentially protection, but also it was the self-doubt. It was the self-criticism. And it felt like butterflies in my stomach. It felt like, oh no, what if? Whereas intuition is like a wash of ideas, like a calm breeze blowing you forwards into the direction you want to go. And I think knowing the difference, listening and hearing the different voices and knowing when it's intuition and when it's fear is a really, really good life skill. And just as a kind of side note, I wanted to talk briefly about how, you know, when we talk about the word gut instinct, well, there are actually connections from your gut to your brain and vice versa. So the gut instinct idea is based on actually we have about 500 million neurons, usually neurons we talk of about as brain cells, in our gut. And then so our gut and our brain are connected by something called the gut-brain axis, and they're connected physically and they are connected biochemically. Now there is a substance that we create in our brains called GABA, and GABA has a really calming effect on the nervous system. So if you are feeling stressed or anxious, certain medications, for example, amplify the effect of GABA, this kind of biochemical mechanism, to make you feel more calm. Now, what's interesting is your gut microbes actually produce GABA, which also has a calming effect on your brain. So it can help reduce anxiety and reduce your stress responses. So when you think about fear or you think about anxiety, what happens? You often get like that flipping feeling in your stomach. Or if I'm talking to my clients in BWRT sessions, I'm often asking, and where do you feel that feeling? And a lot of the time it's in the gut, in the stomach. Sometimes it's in the chest, sometimes it's in their throat. But quite often anxiety-based feelings are felt in the stomach. Now, there is also this physical connection with this. If we're stressed, what are we doing? We're not eating properly. We might not be getting the right nutrients. It's quite hard to say. And then what might happen? Our gut might not have the right levels of microbes. We might not be feeding it in the best possible way. If you're anything like me and you like sugar, I know sugar isn't necessarily the best thing, some would say, for your gut. So then what would potentially happen? It would produce less GABA. So then it doesn't have the calming effect. So you feel more stressed and anxious. So all of this is really linked, and it's linked by science. So that idea of a gut feeling, that gut intuition, makes sense because of these connections, because of the vagus nerve, which connects your gut and your brain, because of the millions of neurons that are in your gut, and because of these biochemical signals that are sent between your gut and your brain. So to bring this episode full circle, I want you to think about, what is intuition for you? How do you know when something is your intuition? And how do you know when something is fear? And what is your intuition guiding you towards right now? If you got into a meditative state, if you were feeling your absolute best self, what's your next step? Where are you being guided towards? Or what are you being guided towards? Now, I'm going to end this episode here, but thank you to everyone who sends me messages with the word of the episode. So we need a word for this episode. And the word for this episode is going to be baby shower, because I have been so lucky today to actually connect with one of my friends who has been on this podcast, Sarah Gray, because it was her baby shower today. I also got to meet my coach in person and actually see her and speak to her, and we had a great time as well. So the word for today is baby shower. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you've ever got any episode suggestions, topics you want me to cover, please let me know. I will make sure to leave the information about the Black Friday sale on my book in the show notes. But have an amazing day and go and uncover your intuition. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this content, I would so love it if you could leave me an iTunes review. You would totally make my day, and you'd help this podcast to reach other listeners just like you. And if you know someone who this content would help, then please share it with them. Share the love, share the positivity. I hope you all have a wonderful and prosperous day, and I will see you all.